Welcome back to the LifePoint DraftCast. My name is Chad Grigsby, and I serve with the Send Network and also at LifePoint. We are finishing our study of the Sermon on the Mount this week called Kingdom Citizen, and the main idea of this series is only one kingdom lasts forever. Sunday, at the Westerville campus, we looked at the last few verses of Matthew 7, the final words of Jesus' sermon. And Jesus talks about two different approaches to this Sermon on the Mount. Those that build their lives on his words, and those that build their lives on something else. And he uses the analogy of building a house. And there are a couple ideas that Jesus is revealing to us. There is one thing that he tells us that we can't control, and one thing that we can control. So first of all, what we can't control. He says we can't control what life brings. If you look at the passage, Jesus says, "It rained, the winds blew, and the floods came." No matter what we build our lives on, the rains will come. He doesn't say if the rains come, but that the rains come. So it's not a matter of if it rains, but when it rains. The rains will come. In life, it does rain. Not only does it rain, we have no control over the weather. I mean, have you ever noticed that even the most attuned weatherman, with all their tools and technology, struggle to predict the weather? Similarly, we don't know what life will bring, only it will bring difficulty. It will rain. Peter says it this way in his letter, 1 Peter, "Do not be surprised when you face fiery trials." Jesus says it in the Gospel of John this way, "In this world, you will have trouble." So we don't know when, and we don't know how, but troubles will come. It will rain. And we have no control over when and how it comes. And gosh, is there a better message or a better description of this last year in 2020? I mean, how could we have ever known all that this year would hold for our world? And I think it's revealed just how little control we have over our lives. Just when we think our lives are our own and we can do what we want, when we want, we're shut down, forced to stay at home. And many of the milestones that we celebrate regularly were canceled or postponed. And this year has been a reminder that we really can't control our lives. We don't control our lives. We don't control our finances, our health, our relationships. Most of these things, if not all of these things, are outside our direct control. Is that discouraging to you? It's kind of scary, isn't it? But here's the hopeful part. Jesus tells us we can't control what life will bring, but Jesus never leaves us without hope. He says what you can control is what we build our lives on. We get a choice with what we do with our lives. Jesus says, you can build your lives on sand, you can build your lives on the rock, you can build your life on me and my teaching, or you can build it on something else. We get the choice for what we build our lives on. Now, we need to realize that we don't get to choose that we build our lives on something, okay? He doesn't say, oh, you get to choose if you build or not. No, all of us are building. All of us are anchoring our lives to something. All of us have a foundation from which we are living our lives. The human hope needs a foundation on which to stand, just like the human body needs a skeleton, right, in order to stand, or we would be just a goopy mess of organs and skin. So the question is not, will we build our lives on something? The question is, what are we building our lives on? Are we going to build our lives on Jesus and his teaching, or on something else? Those are the options, Jesus or something else. And here's what we have to see. If we build our lives on anything but Jesus, ultimately life will sweep us away. The rain will come, the wind will blow, and the floods will flow. And nothing else has the ability to keep us secure in the midst of all of that except Jesus. Nothing else can hold us. Our finances are one market downturn away or one lost job away from crumbling. Our health is one diagnosis away from being devastated, not to mention that it's not a matter of if we will die, but when we will die. As we know, one out of every one person dies. So our health as a foundation will ultimately crumble. Same with our finances. Same with our looks, our career, our relationships. our kids and our spouse will never be able to hold the weight of human hope. The winds and the waves will crumble their lives under the weight of our hope, and our hope too will crumble if it's placed on them. Do you see? We will build. The question is on what? Before I pray, I just want to say thanks again for checking out the Drivecast today. We hope that you come back for more episodes. Lord, thank you for the reminder that we can't control what life will bring. We are not in control of our lives. The rains will come, but thank you, Lord, that we can choose what, or rather, who we build our lives on. Lord, help us to build our lives on you and your words. Help us to go all in on you. Only then can we experience the hope and security that our hearts are desperate for. In Jesus' name, amen. Now take a moment and pray and ask the Lord to reveal to you what your life is built on. And then ask him to be your foundation. Ask him to help you trust him even when the rains of life fall.